Happy that Alderman Riley is on the line here checking in with us. He's 42nd Ward, the ward that encompasses the downtown district, the Mag Mile, and the places that were hardest hit, really, from what happened overnight. Alderman, thanks for making time for us today. I'm just at a loss a little bit about where we are, and I don't know about you.
Well, you and me both. I'm angry more than anything. Watching all this footage and having been out there all morning, seeing the devastating impact of this highly targeted, well-organized attack, not just on my ward, but five others. This was a spate of attacks across multiple neighborhoods on the north side of Chicago, starting south in the South Loop. The West Loop was hit rather hard, the Loop, parts of Streeterville, the Mag Mile, and the Gold Coast, but then Lincoln Park, north in Clybourne, Lakeview, Wrigleyville, all were high-value targets, more precise than what we saw play out in May. The notion that this was hatched over the course of a half an hour last night at midnight to spontaneously come down to the north side and rob all these high-end stores, electronics, jewelry, handbags, sneakers, is preposterous. This thing had to have been planned well in advance, and the police-involved shooting in Englewood, I think, was simply the smokescreen and the signal that it's time to execute the attack. Because what we saw were caravans of stolen U-Hauls, once again, sound familiar, mm-hmm. and dozens upon dozens of stolen vehicles, and many of them were strewn, just left in the middle of the street this morning. Divvy bikes, which you and I have talked about, hundreds of those were stolen overnight used to commit a lot of these crimes. It's infuriating. And, you know, there's a lot of finger-pointing going on today. I'll admit I may have engaged in a little bit of that myself, but, you know, looking ahead, I think it's one key area where we really need to bone up and immediately, like tomorrow, mm-hmm. Is in our police intelligence gathering capabilities on social media. The police department does have some capability there, but not nearly the depth and scope that you need to get at this while it's in the planning stages, not the execution stage. And a lot of this planning occurs in Facebook account, you know, closed groups, on the dark web, even in chat rooms on video games. And we don't have that kind of depth. And the technology exists to have it. And, you know, since social media has been weaponized this year to perpetrate these types of attacks, I think the department needs to arm itself better with that kind of technology. So we're ready and waiting for these folks when they show up to do this kind of stuff rather than chasing them here. And so, you know, for the cops that were out there last night, God bless them. They worked as hard as they could across multiple, almost a dozen neighborhoods, while this was being carried out all at once. And so I'd like to get them more tools and better technology. And I'd like some additional police officers down here, too, until we stabilize this thing. And, you know, we had some productive conversations with the administration last week and the week before. Mm-hmm. Additional resources have been deployed to help us with overnight crime on the scale of curbside drinking parties and hotel parties that get out of control and that kind of thing. But what was put together for the downtown and near north side area did not contemplate what happened last night. We've got to get on top of that. What happened last night cannot happen again. It just can't. It cannot happen again. We can't afford to have it happen again.
No. You're telling me something new that I hadn't heard. Before you came on, I think the strongest narrative had been that there was just sort of people took to social media in the wake of misinformation that was put out there about something in Englewood yesterday, that a 15-year-old was killed. A 15-year-old was not killed. There was a 20-year-old injured after he shot at police, injured,
right,
being treated. Totally different. That was what I was hearing, and then people took to social media to then say, let's go do this. But what you're saying is totally different. It's a highly targeted, well-organized event that was sort of fake-triggered by that.
Yes, I think that the social media, hey, let's go do this, was literally hitting the go button on what had already been carefully planned. Because you get that message on social media, how then do you have time to go and steal a U-Haul van, let alone 12 of them that parade to the very same storefronts together? That's not organic in any way possible. And we saw the same kind of precision tactics executed last night that had been executed in May. That's not to say that all of the looting was professional. I think there was a lot of tag-along activity as well. But the heavy-duty work was done by professional crews that specifically targeted storefronts. There are blocks downtown where these folks skipped four or five storefronts in a row to get to the high-end watch store or the handbag store or the place that sells the sneakers. And we saw a lot of establishments completely ignored this time that had been hit really hard in May. So that suggests a couple of things. These criminals learned from last time and determined which are really the highest value targets for them to go and get. And they executed with a lot of the same equipment and tools, with the difference being this time they brought a whole lot more rocks, a whole lot more bricks, a whole lot more sledgehammers and glass cutters than they did back in May. And again, to assemble that kind of kit in your stolen vehicle, that's not spontaneous. That is planned out and ready to roll.
Alderman Riley, I like your suggestion about better tools for police, because it did seem as if enough people knew about this. That was one of the criticisms I heard at the mayoral news conference. People said, why only 400 officers? How come we didn't know about this? It sounds like it was a little harder to figure out than we initially thought. It wasn't just sort of trending online overnight.
That is correct. And, you know, I think there needs to be also, it needs to be mentioned, though, that people that are emboldened to do this on this kind of grand scale, they're doing this because they don't think there are consequences for it. We made hundreds of arrests back in May, hundreds. Made over 100 last night in my ward, and I think many more beyond that. And it seems to me that there's a lack of accountability and consequences for criminal behavior. And now we have a criminal justice system that's determined it's only going to prosecute some crimes and not others. And that kind of turns the rule of law on its head. If we're only going to be selective in which laws we enforce, what good is the prosecution system and the judiciary? To me, that's not good discretion.
Quickly,
and
Alderman, quickly, because I'm up against the clock here, but did you hear Kim Fox,
sure,
the Cook County State Attorney, talk today about looting? How many of them have faced charges? How many of them have been held accountable? And I got kind of a wishy-washy answer. I didn't understand, and maybe you did. How did you feel about that?
That was carefully chosen semantics to me, and I did not think that that was a genuine response. Just take a look at the bail stats at bond court from the last looting and riots back in May. They have not yet been prosecuted, but how many folks were allowed to leave on a recognizance bond or, at worst, e-monitoring, which has been proven to be completely and totally ineffective? I guarantee you that's a very, very high number. Also, let's find out how many folks are going to be prosecuted for the curfew violations and the disorderly conduct violations that were issued back in May. I bet that's a very, very low number. And so I put part of this on the bond court. I call it the I-bond court because that's pretty much the predictable response. They've become a punchline of a really bad joke. So part of that is on the judiciary. But just as much, the state's attorney is there in these proceedings. They can demand bail be set or people be incarcerated. And I'm not seeing much of that. And so I don't lay the blame entirely to the state's attorney or the judicial system, but both of them, contributing factors, if you ask me.
Yeah. Thank you, Alderman Riley. And I'm sorry for where we are. I always appreciate candor in times like this, and also your willingness and push to find solutions. And that's where we have to be. So I hope we get there. And I hope I hope we get there.
Well, thanks, Anna. We'll keep working. I promise.